Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe that the Holy Spirit of God, if you'll follow Him, He'll lead you right out of poverty into prosperity? Amen. You believe that? Yes. He'll do it. I've seen Him. He's done it with us. How many believe the Holy Spirit, if you'll listen to Him, follow Him, He'll lead you right out of sickness into health and strength? He'll show you every day. He'll show you what to do and what not to do, and He'll teach you, and He'll just take you right out of it. Might not all happen overnight, but if you'll follow Him, He'll take you right out of it. How many believe He'll take you, if a husband and wife will follow the Holy Spirit, He'll lead you out of torment and out of a bad marriage, and He'll show you what to fix and what to change until what was, like we were preaching Friday night, what was bitter and sour can become sweet. Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, that ain't a word I'd use to describe my marriage. Well, you just keep hanging around here. You just keep hanging around here. Give God a chance. Don't give up on Him or each other. And watch what God will do for you. Yeah. So we talked about a number of things about how to increase insensitivity. I'll go over them briefly. We talked about yieldedness, how to yield to Him. We talked about openness. You can't just have everything planned and locked down, and this is the way I've decided to do it, and I'm going to do it. You got to be open, that even in the middle of a thing, for the Lord to show you something different. You know, I don't know. Just about every time that I preach, I got something in mind, a way to go, and I've heard from Him, but then in the middle of it, He shows me something else. And you got to be willing to just forget the notes and just go that away. Right? Or, you know, Phyllis and I, in learning how to be led by the Spirit. You know, there are days that we just, you know, once in a while have an off day and a fun day. And, you know, that just go, you know, maybe go on a drive or go on this. And you got kind of a plan, but then you just feel like, we ought to go over here. Or we ought to do this. And we've had some of the most amazing things happen to us, wind up at just exactly the right place at the right time. I mean, one day we took a ride and for some reason had forgot to take money with us. Didn't have any cash on us. What all happened that day? The Lord led us and we got to this one place. It was a race. It was a dirt track race. And I thought, well, I'd like to go that. And I was standing and we just standing and looking, but we didn't have any money to get in. And the lady at the ticket counter, she said, would y'all like to go in? We said, yeah. She said, go on in. We said, thank you. And so we went to the races free. We ate free. What happened? How'd that happen? That's right. That's right. We didn't have no cash, but we did have that credit card. That's right. We were going to eat in a restaurant, but somebody came up and paid. And we just had fun all day and didn't plan to do any of that stuff. But we were just open. Everybody say open.
Open.
Got to be open. Don't make your plan and don't be rigid and, well, we've already planned this out and we got it. No, no. Stay open. We talked about a clear conscience. We talked about letting the peace of God rule in your heart. We talked about patience and perfection. And we talked about holiness. Remember that? That's just last week, right? Holiness. Without holiness, you won't see the Lord. You won't perceive His things. The Bible in Peter, He warns us about the deceptiveness of sin. Getting into sin will dull you. It'll darken your perception. And the worse lifestyle you lead, the duller you will become. But a separated unto God lifestyle, clean lifestyle, you'll get clearer, sharper, and more sensitive. And this is not just doing something one day. This is how you live. Week in, week out, month after month, year after year. Now let's go on today. Turn with me, please, to James. The first chapter. Let's talk about another thing. Another area. Another matter of practice whereby we can become more sensitive. James chapter 1. Everybody say it out loud while you're turning over there. I'm led by the Spirit. Every day, I miss problems, accidents, all the time. I avoid snares and pitfalls, and I'm always at the right place at the right time because I am led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Talk like that. That helps the Lord work in your life and direct you. In James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, you know, wisdom has to do with the plan and the purpose of God, and wisdom has to do with the future. In fact, there's a manifestation of the Spirit, you know, called the Word of Wisdom. It's different from the Word of Knowledge. Somebody, you know, sometimes people say, well, that so-and-so boy, he's really smart. God gave him the gift of the Word of Knowledge. That's got nothing to do with that. Oh, a Word of Knowledge is not having a bunch of knowledge. It's a supernatural manifestation. It's a revelation of something that God knows to you that there's no way you could know it except He revealed it to you. Wisdom. Somebody said, well, so-and-so, he's really wise. God has given to him the gift of wisdom. No, it didn't say gift of wisdom. It's Word of Wisdom. It's a revelation. And wisdom is different from knowledge in the sense that it has to do with the future. It has to do, you know, for instance, wisdom just in actions. A foolish man will do something and mess himself up and go, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Because when I did that, they did this. And when I did that, well, see, a wise man will think before he moves and says, now, if I do that, then this is going to happen. I don't want that to happen, so I ain't going to do that. Foolish man or woman just barrels off into stuff and then figures out later that it was a bad idea. Did you hear me? Foolish man or woman runs their mouth and then later goes, you know, I shouldn't have said that. That's being a fool. Did you hear me? But a wise person, they will think before they speak. And they'll say, now I shouldn't say it like that because if I do, they'll think I mean that. And I don't. So I won't use that word. I use it. Somebody said, man, if I do all that thinking, they'll all be through talking and leave before I say anything. To begin with, it might be like that. But eventually you'll get trained. But I'll tell you one thing, you won't be repenting all the time for saying the wrong thing. It's better to say too little. Yeah. Wisdom. So wisdom has to do with the plan and the purpose of God. Now listen, in the future, he said, if you lack wisdom, do what? Ask of God. That gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. You can't say I asked God for wisdom and he said, no, not you. Because he gives how? Liberally to who? All. Anybody. Anybody that'll ask, right? I said, well, I asked God for wisdom, but he said, no, I'd save that for important people. No. Anybody. And it what? It shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. That paints a picture, doesn't it? I mean, you're up, and then you're down, and you're over here, and then you're over there. Tossed like carried around on waves of the water. That's the picture of a wavering man or woman. He said a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. Now here's another big key to being led by the Spirit and to being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You must be steadfast. Steadfastness is a key to being Spirit-led and to growing and increasing in sensitivity. You must be stable, steadfast. The person who wavers up and down. Yeah, let's do it today, tomorrow. No, I don't know. It's a tormenting life, the life of indecision. It's a tormenting life, the life of wavering. Yeah, I believe God will heal me today. Tomorrow, well, they gave me a bad report. I don't know. I thought it was His will. Get caught up in the moment at the church service, all of us shouting about God, making the list come to pass. Yeah. And then, something happened in your job or your income by the end of the week, and you go, yeah, but this economy, I just don't know. Sunday it was yes. Thursday it was no. Wednesday it was I don't know. Friday maybe so. That doesn't work. I said that doesn't work. The wavering. Maybe so, maybe not. There's help here today. Somebody said, Brother Keith, that's been me. Why do you think we're all here this morning talking about it? All of us have done some of this sometime. But some people have just, their life's just been torn apart by it. Because of this indecisiveness. This indecisiveness is not of God. And this indecisiveness and wavering and vacillation is not indicative of the Spirit-led life. When you're led by the Spirit, that's not how you operate. You operate in the simplicity of He's directing me, so that's what I do. What about this? No, what about? I've heard from Him. Right? You sleep good. Everybody say, no wavering. No wavering. Now, go with me, how about it, to Romans 4. Let me repeat some of that now. Wisdom includes the direction of God. Wisdom includes revelation of the plan of God. If you lack direction, if you lack wisdom, if you lack understanding and revelation of the plan of God, what do? Ask God for it, right? Lord, show me what to do. Show me what your plan is, right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.